Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Deadly shootings at an American college. An angry President Barack Obama demanded the American people push Congress to pass what he called common sense gun laws after gunmen murdered at least 10 people and wounded 7 at a college in the northwest U.S. state of Oregon. It happened on Thursday. Appearing grim on television hours after the shootings, the president said Americans have become numb to what's become routine in the country, a mass shooting followed by his White House statements and the response by those who oppose more gun control. Details surrounding the shooting at Umpqua Community College in the city of Roseburg, Oregon, are still unclear, but law enforcement officials have identified the gunman who was killed exchanging gunfire with police as 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer. Authorities believe he was familiar with the college and its buildings. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russian interference would prolong the sectarian conflict inside of Syria and accused Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of whom are allied to the United States. The U.S. and Russian militaries held a teleconference Thursday on ways they can avoid firing on each other as both wage air campaigns in Syria. Pentagon spokesman described the hour-long conversation Thursday as cordial. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Gilbert Diendéré turned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital, Ouagadougou. VOA's French to Africa service reports Diendéré received assurances that he would not be killed. This is VOA.